Lorraine Kelly has escaped a massive tax bill by arguing that she presents her ITV show as Lorraine Kelly the star, not Lorraine Kelly the person. Confused? Let's chat to Five Lives' Danny Hewson, the person, not the star. Although you
are
a star.
Are you the real Nihal? That is the question, isn't it?
No, Nihal Arthanaika that you hear on Five Live is actually a complete... I'm actually an Australian woman.
That makes so much sense now. Well, look, this
makeup I have to put on, this beard...
This is quite complicated.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going to rattle through
it. Yes, please. Sorry, go on,
Danny. Because we've got Joe Tully with us, Managing Director of Brooks & Legal, a firm which specialises in IR35. And that is the bit of law
that
HMRC have been using here. So Lorraine Kelly was looking at a tax bill of £1.2 million. The judge has ruled she doesn't have to pay that because she was working as a freelance rather than being employed by ITV. Let's chat to Joe. Joe, what is the difference between the amount of tax paid by a freelance and an employed person?
Good afternoon. Well, the key difference here is that if you're an employed person, your income will be subject to income tax, it will be subject to employees' national insurance, and also your employer will pay employer's national insurance as well. Whereas if you're self-employed, as the court determined Lorraine Kelly to be yesterday, then you'll take the majority of your income as dividends from the personal service company you supply your services through, and those dividends aren't subject to national insurance.
So why did she win this case?
Yeah, it's a very interesting one. So the headlines today and the discussion on social media today is about the judge determining that ITV were contracting with Lorraine Kelly the brand rather than Lorraine Kelly the worker. But it goes to the issue of control. So that if you are if you're delivering your services as a self-employed person, you shouldn't be subject to a high level of control by the business you're working for. And what the court weren't able to establish yesterday is that Lorraine Kelly was subject to a sufficient level of control from ITV. Lorraine Kelly would have argued that ITV, although they were telling her where to be and when to be there, they weren't telling her how to present. Her argument would have been that they were contracting with Lorraine Kelly, the expert and the very experienced presenter, and that she didn't need any guidance on how to actually present the programme.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Joe Tully, Managing Director at Brooks & Legal. It is incredibly complicated. HMRC have said they're disappointed with the ruling here. They'll carefully consider the outcome of the tribunal before deciding whether or not to appeal. But, of course, this does set precedent. A lot of people will be looking very carefully at this ruling when working out their own tax affairs.
Well, yes, indeed. And I can go back to being an Australian woman while I'm not here on air.
It suits you, Nihal. It really does.
Thank you. After three, choreographer and former Pussycat doll Kimberly Wyatt is going to be here, plus Capital Extra.